Special report on waste.
A better whole. The charms of modern landfills.
Landfills in rich countries have to jump through a lot of hoops to make themselves acceptable these days. For example, the facility at Pitsea in Britain, on the banks of the River Thames near London, accepts only solid municipal and commercial waste because European law prohibits the mingling of liquid and solid waste and of hazardous and non-hazardous waste. Its permit allows it to take in 1 million tons of waste a year. The plan requires the parts of the site facing a nearby road and houses to be filled in and rehabilitated first to help hide it from locals' eyes, even though just across the river a massive oil refinery looms. The landfill sits on a natural foundation of London clay, which is more or less impermeable. The owner, Veolia Environment, one of the giants of the industry, has built an underground wall of similarly waterproof clay around the site, which extends deep enough to reach the natural barrier below. The idea is to seal off the landfill from the surrounding marshes and river, preventing any contaminated water, leachate in the industry jargon, from leaking out. Landfills without the benefit of a naturally impermeable layer use plastic liners and imported clay. A system of ditches and drains collects all the leachate, which is pumped through a treatment plant similar to a sewage works. Before it can be released back into the nearby watercourses, it has to meet stringent standards, including maximum levels of ammonia, heavy metals, and any chemicals that might cause oxygen depletion. Veolia is required to sample water from the surrounding area regularly. The firm also has to collect the methane emitted by the landfill, which has meant sinking 1,000 wells at regular intervals across the 120-hectare site. The gas fuels 10 turbines, each of which generates 14 megawatts of electricity. Air quality, dust, litter, odours and vermin are strictly controlled too. At other sites, Veolia has to use falcons, cannons, scarecrows, sonar and other gadgets to scare off the birds that try to scavenge on the rubbish, but not at Pitsea, because the surrounding wetlands are among Britain's few remaining breeding grounds of the black-tailed godwit. Veolia must also set aside money to ensure that the leachate continues to be treated, the gas collected, the local environment monitored, and any damage remedied after the landfill stops accepting waste, which is meant to happen in 2015. Funding for these financial guarantees makes up 10-15% of the tipping fee of around £25 a tonne, not including the government's landfill tax. The firm's liability lasts as long as the landfill continues to generate leachate or gas. All the data on pollutants are published. Visitors are always amazed, the site manager says, to discover how much more there is to landfilling than tipping waste in a hole.